was something special about the 90s. It was a decade where gaming didn't just grow, it exploded. Believe it or not, there is actually a few of us that's still alive that also remember those times. But if you're a stranger to that era, kick back and listen. For many of us, these were not just games. They were the games that raised a generation. The titles that defined childhood, started long-life franchises, and set the foundation for what we still play today. When people talk about the best 90s games, the conversation always circles back to a few legends, the pioneers that changed gaming forever. Let's go back and revisit the classics that started it all. And at the end, I'll let you know where and how to play these games today. First up, the PC. In 1993, Doom didn't just release, it chose violence and rewrote the rules of gaming. Fast, violent, and unbelievably impressive, immersive for its time. Doom helped create the modern first-person shooter. Suddenly, LAN parties were everywhere. It was the reason why your dad's office LAN crashed on Tuesday. The franchise never really disappeared either. From Doom 2 to the modern reboots like Doom 2016 and Doom Eternal, the series continued to evolve while keeping the same chaotic energy that made the original legendary. In 1996, Super Mario 64 dropped for console, redefining what 3D gaming on Nintendo consoles meant. That for many players, this was the first time a game truly felt like stepping into another world. The analog stick, open level design, and fluid movement created a blueprint that 3D platformers still follow today. The Mario franchise continued to evolve with titles like Super Mario Sunshine, Super Mario Galaxy, or Super Mario Odyssey, but it all started with that groundbreaking leap into 3D. And even decades later, the game lives through remasters like the Super Mario 3D All-Stars Collection. And the same year, another revolution was brewing for PCs, with the arrival of Quake. Unlike Doom's 2.5D was elevated into fully 3D environments in Quake. It pushed technology forward and helped shape competitive multiplayer as we know it till this day. Quake also became one of the first major esports titles, thanks to its lightning-fast gameplay and modding community. If you weren't bunny-hopping or rocket-jumping in 96, were you even gaming? And its legacy still lives on, especially with the Quake remaster release that brought the classic shooter to modern platforms. Meanwhile, the console side was speeding up with Sonic the Hedgehog. Originally debuting in the early 90s, Sonic quickly became Sega's defining character. Fast gameplay, colorful worlds, and unforgettable music helped turn Sonic into one of gaming's most recognizable icons. The franchise continued through countless sequels like Sonic Adventure, Sonic Generations, and Sonic Frontiers, keeping that high-speed DNA alive decades later. And of course, many of the classic Sonic games have been re-released and remastered for modern systems. Finally, in 1998, Half-Life. Valve looked at shooters and said, what if we actually told a story? No cutscenes, just Gordon Freeman, a crowbar, and a very bad first day at work. Gamers could experience all of that in real time. Half-Life went on to inspire a massive franchise, including Half-Life 2. Its episodic expansions and later a VR prequel, Half-Life Alyx. Even today, fans still consider the series one of the most influential in gaming history. These are a few of the games that raised the generation. Do you have any games that comes to mind that I've missed? Let me know in the comments. I can imagine that your nostalgia meter is going off hard right now. So let me tell you where you can actually play these games right now. If you want to blast Demon in Doom and feel the testosterone shoot through the roof, go to Steam or even GOG Galaxy. It will only cost you a few bucks for the base game and extra episodes. This also goes for Quake, but if you want a more updated version, you can play Quake Remastered on Nintendo PS4 or 5, Xbox Series X or S. And if you want to relive your childhood, you can enjoy Mario 64 through Nintendo Switch and run the Nintendo 64 version through emulation. And of course, you can just boot up that old Nintendo 64 of yours. And after that, you might want to speed up once again with Sonic. You can go to both Steam and Nintendo Switch and play the OGs by searching for Sonic Origins. And at last but not least, if you didn't have enough of a shitty day at work, put on the boots of Gordon Freeman through Steam and enjoy a hell of a journey. And once again, if you have any titles that you think that's worth mentioning, let us know down in the comments. Now, go on, go and enjoy yourself.